Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is a Tuesday. June 16th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today. In the last hour, popping in for 15, 20 minutes, I've got Gregory Hoover coming on. And Gregory Hoover is a 9/11 truther who is suing Glenn Beck and calling for his firing for defamation, saying that this Von Brunner character was a hero to 9/11 truth with no proof, going, now this is a preliminary report, we have no proof, could be wrong, but then he goes on and says it. Look, the CIA has its First Amendment as well. And I, though it is defamation to a certain extent, I lean towards saying that the CIA is not breaking laws with its television program, the Glenn Beck program, and I mean, that is CIA, I'm not just saying that. It's breaking laws in that it is operating inside the United States in propaganda, which is still illegal. What a ridiculous ringer I have on my cell phone. What a ridiculous ringer I have on it. I need to turn it off. It's just the ringer it came with. Still in my pocket, still on. Tracking my location for the feds. My little matrix identifier chip. In the early years, they wore their tracking chips outside their body. But then it became law after the nuclear terror attack of 2013. All right, side issue. I always wonder when my friends call me. Once I'm already on air. I mean, that's somebody I've known for years just called. And they call me once I'm on air. Oh, it didn't matter. I guess he thought he was leaving a message or something. What a distraction. Okay. Here is some of the news coming up today. Gregory Hoover pops in. And then we've got Thomas Woods, author of Meltdown, economist, researcher, senior fellow at the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Thought we'd get an inside view on kind of the Ron Paul economic mindset of where all this is going from one of the senior fellows at the Institute that Ron Paul is a member as well. So that is coming up in the third hour today. We will have open phones during all 4 hours, and I will take calls early in this hour at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And here is the news we'll be going over today. Obama blocks list of visitors to the White House. So continuing the Bush-era operation and actually expanding it, everything's secret. If there's a coal slurry spill, they declare Homeland Security and say they won't tell you where it's spilled. Just everything's a secret. The feds are federalizing everything, creating giant brainwashing corps, brainwashing and hiring the executives through InfraGuard, the preachers through the clergy response teams. But here's another one. Obama blocks a list of visitors to White House. My goodness. ABC turns programming over to Obama, news to be anchored from inside White House. I mean, that's already been going on. Now they're just going to have the CIA and State Department directly running things publicly. Also, Iran bars media from reporting on the streets. They've shot and killed at least 9 people. I'll give you my take on that. But that doesn't matter. You know, they're revolting for freedom over there. Here, people riot because the LA Lakers win. That's why they're slaves. We'll break it all down. Big show lined up today. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I study the geopolitical makeup of the planet, but there's hundreds and hundreds of nations, what, 180-plus countries, all the different regions, all the different factions. And so I have a basic general knowledge of the world. Unfortunately, the general public has absolutely no general knowledge of the planet and don't even know what their state capital is, and that's why the establishment can play us as fools. But I will say that I have studied Iran quite a bit over the years because the United States and British governments overthrew their elected pro-Western government in 1953, using radical Muslims to do it, as usual, staged terror attacks, claiming that the government had attacked mosque, and they kicked Mohammad Mossadegh out. And, of course, the 79 revolution, very, very suspicious, with the mullahs having big connections to the CIA, the Ayatollah Khomeini out of Paris. And if that isn't enough evidence, then the arms for hostages, Iran-Contra, where the CIA sold cocaine in the United States to then off the books buy weapons systems and give those to Iran. This is on record. To grab the hostages so that they could then blame it on Jimmy Carter and make him bad and remove him. I mean, this is sophisticated cloak and dagger stuff. And then send the Delta Force into a failed mission. And the enemy was waiting in the sandstorm. And I've talked to some of the Delta Force guys involved in that. Definitely a setup. And so Iran is a key area in the whole geopolitical system. Again, geopolitical being the system of political science based on regions and tribal and ethnic and religious differences. Balkanization, it's a common modern name for the British Great Game. How does a tiny imperial island rule over half the planet at that time, over 100 years ago, when they developed the political science of geopolitical strategy? Geo, the planet, meaning region, meaning terra firma. And so you have that bridge from the Middle East into Asia. Itself a bridge into Eastern Europe, Central Europe, Western Europe, Northern Europe, Russia. Key area in the chess game. Kind of the center of the board. You want to hold the center of the board. The center of the board over Africa, Europe, Russia, Eurasia, the Far East. The center of the chessboard is the Middle East into Central Asia. And so I've always tried to be up on Iran and tried to follow what happens over there. And I'm a frequent guest on Iranian television. I am not a guest on Al Jazeera, British intelligence run. That's who runs the House of Saud. But nevertheless, I do have some knowledge about Iran. And some people commented on Infowars.com Sunday and Monday in stories we posted that have a clear leaning against Ahmadinejad and the mullahs. And they're saying, Alex, some are pleasantly surprised. They're saying, Alex, you're really coming out against Iran here. Well, no, I'm not coming out against Iran. I'm coming out against their corrupt government. I'm for the people. Are you watching the photos and video of these good-looking families and women and men? They look just like us. They're regular people that like to go out and eat dinner and like to go to the mall and like to go to the opera. And they like to paint, and they invented mathematics and so many other things. And that's the people the neocons have you wanting to kill. The people being mowed down in the streets by the mullah's men. So, no, I didn't want to turn their modern cities into slag heaps and have them hate us when they love us. They're sophisticated over there. Chess was invented in Persia. In most histories, some say it was invented in northern India, but that's the same thing. That's the people that colonized northern India. The Aryan or the Iranian. Iranian, Iran means Aryan in Persian. And all that means is the people that came into India from the West, and that's the Iranians. So, the globalists want to destroy any independent nation. Any nation they call rogue is a country that isn't under the globalist control. Does that mean I like Zimbabwe? No. Does that mean I like Fidel Castro? No. Does that mean I like Hugo Chavez? No. Does that mean I like Ahmadinejad? No. The issue is they aren't under the globalist control. When Gaddafi went ahead and said, fine, go ahead, bring the UN in, shoot my population up with hepatitis and HIV, suddenly they said, he's a hero. He's a wonderful person. And you can Google mainstream news. In fact, do it right now, guys. HIV inoculations, Libya. They caught the UN workers doing it. And the BBC spins it and goes, okay, 80% of the kids in these hospitals did get HIV, but no one knows where they got it. They have a UN-funded inoculation in little bitty kids that have never had no sexual intercourse, they've been medically checked, all have HIV. The UN has been caught doing it all over the planet. And as soon as Gaddafi said, I'll take your central bank, you're the boss, they told us on the news he's now a hero. He's now a good guy. He's now our friend. That's how sick the New World Order is. No, I don't like Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, the dictator, now the head of the African Union for the globalist. And you talk about the African Union on air, I get emails going, there's no such thing as an African Union. You're lying and making that up. No, there is an official African Union parliament. It is officially in operation for 7 years. Just as there's a Mediterranean Union, an Asian Union, a North American Union. One more side issue before I give you my take, my view on Iran. And it's still really too early to tell, but it's starting to lean towards this is a stolen election. And regardless, you got to admire the spirit of the Iranian people. But before I do that, I want to do one more program note. We had David Icke on, who I agree with on about 98% of things. I don't get into the off-world stuff, but the guy's an icon, just like I'm an icon in the liberty movement, the awakening movement. There's not many people. Is there anybody else the stature of David Icke and I? So I have him on. I like David. He's a classy guy. But I was talking about the reptilian brain from Grey's Anatomy, from taught for 100 years in physiology and anatomy. Not about reptoids. I'm getting all these emails. You can see the YouTube videos up on InfoWars. People saying from the first clip, oh, there's no reptoid brain. I'm not saying if you pull your skin off, there's a lizard under you. I'm saying there's a primitive brain sitting on top of the brainstem. The brainstem, by the way, runs breathing and the heart and things like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the reptilian brain. It's identical to a saltwater crocodile brain that sits on top of that, and that's where the sex drive and money and survival and viciousness, when you get in a fight with somebody and, you know, you've got really incredible strength when you're doing it. You know, they've done hypnotism with weightlifters. They can lift twice as much once the governor's removed psychologically. That's the reptilian brain. When a little woman has her two-year-old pinned under a car and it's screaming for mommy to hell, this is on record, you know, police reports and firemen reports, and the woman picks up a 2,000-pound car, that's the reptilian brain. You understand? And it's a scientific fact. I'm not talking about David Icke and, you know, could extraterrestrials be manipulating the planet that are reptoids. I'm talking about the reptilian brain. But that shows how ignorant people is. There is a European Union, there is an African Union, and we do have a reptilian brain. And you just go ahead and say it doesn't exist, that's fine. Anybody who's had even first-year physiology will know that. First-year anatomy. But if you like being ignorant, making jokes, and going, you know, and all that kind of stuff, fine. Okay. That said, the polls in Iran and the numbers we've seen out of there show that Ahmadinejad barely won when he got into office 4 or 5 years ago. Barely won. And the moderate got thrown out because they bent over to the UN, they did whatever the globalists said, and that wasn't enough, and they got rebuked. And it's even come out in neocon memos, that was in the New York Times over the weekend, that they preferred Ahmadinejad win. Dinejad. That's what they prefer. And he's connected to the mamulas that have all the CIA connections. And the Iranian people have also, on the other side, been manipulated, because the globalists play both sides, by the CIA. And remember, right when Iraq got invaded 6 years ago, there was suddenly riots and burning again, and the CIA admitted they were manipulating that at the time inside Iran. So when we come back, those are the basic facts. What do I think is going on in the middle of all of this? Because it's very confusing. All right, and then we'll take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, the website.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Still be time to turn this around. Love her voice.
Crazy on you. Let me go crazy, crazy on you.
who you want to kill, who you want to drop nuclear bombs on, good old boys. When you go, turn them into a glass parking lot. Really? Kill all those little kids, people you don't even know? Can't even find it on a map? I hear these stupid people call them Arabs. As if an Arab's bad, no. But they're not Arabs. They're going crazy on the mullahs. So what's really happening? What's really unfolding over in Iran? So you've got the mullahs with their CIA history. That doesn't mean they're completely under the control of the CIA. They use each other. This is how, at the high level, governments operate and organizations operate. The Shah was modernizing the country. He was breaking away from the globalist. He was not following orders. There's suddenly a coup. He gets taken out. He dies of cancer just a few weeks later. And there's even mainline books written about how they killed him with a radiation gun from the hotel room right next door, which they've now declassified they've got. That's why they're tethering a lot of these Homeland Security blimps at high altitude. They just cook you for a few minutes one night, and you die a month later of what they call cancer. But side issue, just vector that weapon system in. What's really happening over in Iran? And the answer is we don't know. We do know that half of Iran's population is now below the age of 25. They have not been under globalist control, so they have on average 4.5 children. And they're young people, and they're tired of being bossed around by the mullahs. And the mullah's argument is, we're protecting you from the great Satan's brainwashing television to break up your families and sterilize you. Oh, yeah, they know what's going on. And the mullahs talk about it and discuss it. And the public knows a lot of that's true. And they go, fine, we're not going with the globalists. We're not going with the Americans. But we're tired of being bossed around by you. And we want freedom. And we don't like the fact that these presidents are elected, but they still report to the Grand Council. And so it's a figurehead position. We want real reforms and economic reforms. We don't like the fact that the mullahs and the ruling council owns most of the big major companies and that their families are all a bunch of spoiled brats getting big and fat off of controlling the market and controlling who can do what. Just like here, we have big corporations owned by big families, and the government goes in and shuts down their competition. Same thing. It's their monopoly men. The people are mad at the mullahs over their business corruption. That's the number one complaint with the Iranian people. And they're sick of it. And so they're telling the mullahs, look, don't give us your jack about the U.S. going to nuke us anymore. We'll handle that, and if America attacks us, we'll fight back. But you are not going to sit here and use us as your slaves. And so when the neocons threaten to attack Iran, and when they menace them and bring ships in to attack them and have the Saudi Arabian-backed Wahhabist Shias, Sunnis, attack Shia-controlled Iran, that only makes Ahmadinejad stronger. And so the argument of the mullahs and Ahmadinejad is, look, we've got to, even though we lost, and that's probably the my gut tells me they did steal it. There are reports coming out of Iran, not just out of CIA-controlled publications like the London Telegraph, that just all over the nation people are saying they voted for him, young and old. They're sick of it. And that preliminary reports out of different regions had Ahmadinejad at number 3, not even number 1, but he was in 3rd place. So I'll finish up when we get back and then go to your calls and also break down North Korea. 1-800-259-9231. And on another issue, so outrageous, so we're going to play the video next hour and break it down. Trooper claims dashboard cam upholds his actions. Talk about delusional. This guy's out of his mind. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man, behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. Let's never free.
All right, your call's coming up momentarily. But continuing to break down the Iranian situation.
No one knows what it's like.
Iran bars foreign media from reporting on the streets, but enough of it's getting out via YouTube and Google and other channels that they have shot way more than nine people. That number's a day old. And Ahmadinejad and the mullahs in the last few days told people on the news, if you come out in the streets, we're going to shoot you. And they've murdered people in cold blood on the streets. Now, according to the brainwashed mindset we have in the United States towards the police and military, where they can do no wrong, how do you compute that, Robbie the Robot? It's okay for cops here to shoot protesters, and it's okay here for cops to kill people in cold blood when ordered to. But is it okay when Iran does it? See, because the cops are bad and corrupt in Iran, right? And they're bad and corrupt in China
and Hugo Chavez, they're bad and corrupt there. Why, they spy on their people. They torture sometimes. Oh, but the United States, when they do it, it's okay. See how we're morally bankrupt? What do you think the military would do if we marched on Washington? Well, they have public plans under NORTHCOM. NORTHCOM stated in the Army Times that they will shoot Americans. And they've been on ABC News saying, yeah, we're training to shoot Americans. They are training, and I've been to their urban warfare drills, to kill you. Now, it's woken the military up. The military doesn't like it. But the cops are used to knocking heads of the citizens all day, and they have a disdain for us on average. And they've done the sociological, psychological studies on them. They will, about half of them, blow you away with lead. They've given them the training aids of rubber bullets and pepper spray. Now they're trained like an attack dog's trained on a dummy, then a man in a suit, and then on the real thing. And so I have no doubt that Ahmadinejad lost because he's been unpopular. He's admitted that. The results came out very, very early, just like they did here in 2000, in 2004, another sign of cheating. Exit polls from regions showed him in third place. And the neocons wanted to keep him in power. If they had a choice of a moderate who would increase women's rights and modernize the country more, they wanted him over this reformer. You think they want some nice, friendly guy that'll be friends with the U.S.? No, they want war. They want to freak everybody out. They want a sense of fear in the region, an excuse to blame everything on that's going on in Iraq. They want to blame it on Iran. They want to bring a radical Muslim government in over the government that's there now. And so that's the perfect excuse for the Iranian government saying, if any government attacks us, if any military attacks us, you will be destroyed. You will not like the response you get. And he's on TV saying, all these millions of people on the streets, they're being manipulated by the great Satan. And to a certain extent, they are being manipulated by the West, but they have real grievances. And so, as I always do, I stand with the people that are bravely out there being gunned down by the mullah's police. And I will hope that the world will stand with the United States after the bankers are done robbing and stealing everything, and the people find out we've been totally bankrupted and put into financial bondage, that the people will try to peacefully stand up and say no. And then the paramilitary police are going to open fire and kill U.S. citizens. And they're going to have lots of excuses to do it, except they're more sophisticated here. They're going to set off truck bombs and claim that the protesters did it and use that as an excuse to mow everybody down. And then we're off to the races. I've always said I'm not for offensive attacks on the criminal, illegitimate, banker, foreign corporate government, the occupational government. Because they would use that politically against us. And they're set and ready for that. But when they mow Americans down and then simultaneously set off a truck bomb at a government daycare center, don't be stupid. Understand they did that. Just as sure as the sun comes up in the morning and sets in the evening. Just as sure as I'm here living and breathing and talking to you right now. They're going to use false flag terror and blame it on people. And they're going to say that I am involved with terrorism. And they're going to come and arrest me. And after 2 or 3 years of them diesel treatment, driving me around in 100-degree temperature, beating me up, drugging me, they'll probably bring a dull-eyed, brainwashed, chemically lobotomized Alex Jones out on TV, and I'll say whatever they want. But no, that's not Alex Jones anymore. That's a husk of what I was. And for anybody else, they do that. Only by preempting their operations do we have victory over them in the end, even if they carry out that operation. Just like North Korea after 2-3 years, or the North Vietnamese for 2-3 years, will take our best fighter pilots, our best men, and have them come out broken and say whatever they were told with torture. Just like after 6 years, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in custody came out and confessed to everything. He might as well have confessed to sinking the Titanic, the Lusitania, the Reichstag fire, killing Kennedy and Lincoln, and attempting to kill Andrew Jackson. He confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till 4 years after he was arrested. And the government in the news said, yeah, we roughed up his kids and his wife. That's torture. And then threatened to torture him more. So after being waterboarded hundreds of times, the guy wouldn't say what they wanted. After being waterboarded every day, hour after hour after hour after hour, they finally went to his kids and he said, okay, I'll say whatever you want. And he and the government had such contempt, they told him to confess to bombing buildings that didn't exist until after he was in jail. They think you're so dumb that when they were claiming terrorists were going to blow up an L.A. building and that torture stopped it, they called it Freedom Towers. It's never had that name, but they wanted the image on Fox News of Al-Qaeda wanted to blow up Freedom Towers, and then they cut to video of the same building being blown up in the film Independence Day with aliens blowing it up as the artist rendering of it. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. That's the sheer contempt and disgust that they have for you. So what's going on in Iran is Western backed to a certain extent, and so that's the excuse of the mullahs to say we're fighting an outside alien force, but these people legitimately want more freedom and more liberty, and they don't like the economic tyranny of the mullahs. So I'm against attacking Iran because it's what the globalists want. It's wrong, and Iran has done nothing and been overthrown several times by the globalists in our name. And I don't want to see oil prices $300 a barrel, and I don't want to see World War III. You know, I don't like Kim Jong-il of North Korea, and he's now in a power transfer to his son, the grandson of the first dictator. And so right as that's happening, they start saying they're going to interdict their ships and doing drills and moving troops up to the border and increasing aircraft going into North Korean airspace. And so they test an A-bomb to try to back everybody off so they can stay in power. See, the globalists are ready. They've lined up all their dominoes. They're ready to start it with Russia and Georgia, with South Ossetia and Abkhazia. In the Far East, on the Korean Peninsula, with that situation, with Iran, with Pakistan. They're, just like the Rand Corporation and Zbigniew Brzezinski have said, they want to start a global conflagration that will lead into India and China and Eastern Europe and Central Europe, the Middle East. I mean, it's all lined up. It's all ready to go. And we're going to pay for it with blood and money, and it'll be, oh, wave the flag, America's in a war. You can't question GM being given to foreign corporations. You can't question tens of trillions every 6 months stolen by foreign banks. You can't question checkpoints on the streets and Northcom being set up for martial law because we just got hit by Iran. We just got hit by sleeper cells from North Korea. Chicago just got hit. Dallas just got hit. We can't have dissent. And then what's Alex Jones going to do? If I'm even on the air when that happens, Obama's saying he's taking over the web for its safety so he can, quote, turn it off if we go to war and the enemy is using it. And if you really believe it's, quote, enemies going in and using the Internet to turn off defibrillators and ventilators, and if you really believe all that, and you really believe it's foreigners hacking Air Force One, I got a bridge I want to sell you. It's more false flag, and the Pentagon even admits they're, quote, probing their own systems. They're making their move, and it's against free humanity worldwide. It's the global government using a few set-piece nations they're going to go into as the boogeyman when the real attack is on us. So we will tribally get behind the government, just like when they hit us on 9/11. And I'm telling you, your whole way of life, everything's gone. All the freedom's gone. We go into bondage if you let them sucker you. And they're testing right now. If they think you're going to go along with it, they're going to hit North Korea. They're going to hit Iran. They're going to hit Pakistan. They're going to hit South Ossetia again. And ladies and gentlemen, they may not even need to set off nukes. There are real sleeper cells of different countries here. That's what special forces do. They got stay-behind armies.
And I'm telling you, this is the end of everything we know is free and good. You got me? All right, let's go to your calls, people that disagree first. Reb in Colorado, you're on the air, Reb.
There's three of us, Bubba, Scout, and Reb, and we got printed on the Internet and in message boards where it said we want the Lakewood, Colorado PD and Jefferson, Colorado PD exterminated, and we gave the names and addresses, and no feds are going to go near us.
All right, you're not going to provocateur on my show. You sound very unstable. Whatever. We don't screen the calls. See, I think I'm going to get rid of this rule that if you disagree with the head of the line, because it just puts the quacks at the head of the line. I mean, they never really disagree. It's just, and we're going to go out to the feds, and then they end up coming and getting you. Man, I tell you what. John in Ohio, you're on the air and disagree. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I got a panoply of things on Iran and apparently who you're going to have on the third hour. I would ask people to check on Google, any search engine, the not-so-spontaneous libertarian, It gives a long history of the artificial synthetic libertarianism that was really funded by some of the biggest banks and bankers.
Well,
and
I think we saw that with Bob Barr right when libertarians got big, taking it over to another spook who doesn't have a very good record compared to somebody like Ron Paul. But I will tell you, it is organic, the Ron Paul movement, buddy, and I know it is because I'm on the inside of it, and the bankers are threatened by it. That's why they're trying to link us to Von Braun and all the rest of this, and I believe in a free market. I know they use fake free market ideology to have these robber barons sucking off of us, but that's two different birds.
Since time is limited, I just ask people to check.
Not limited. Go ahead and make your point.
Okay. On Iran, I agree with you. You know, I think you're one of the most important people in exposing the 9/11 and other false flag terrorism, the police state and these other operations. But I think in the case of why Ron Paul gets so much TV time, it's precisely because it is the goal of the globalists, as you call them, the international bankers, the monopoly capitalists, as I would call them, to completely destroy the living standards, loot all of the resources of the country, the living standards of the working class, and that
they've said it. They're on record. A monopoly capitalist is the proper name.
Yeah, the social wage, which is all of those things that were granted under great pressure, the social net. With all of their abuses.
It's all being removed.
It's all being removed.
Which is a political tool, so then we're forced to join the youth brigades, forced to join the corporate slave army.
I agree. Now, on Iran, I believe that we don't know what's going on because there are these CIA, NED, NGO, George Soros color revolutions that are
being
funded.
Well, it is a color. The color's green. They always use a color to dumb it down, yeah.
Yeah, whether it's the overthrow of the former government states and the provinces of the Soviet Union and Georgia, Ukraine, and the rest of it, there's an awful lot of subversion going on here. CNN is, as you know, nothing but a psyop of the Pentagon, and they're constantly giving FaceTime to which is.
By the way, it's on record. CIA is completely CIA commanded.
Right, and when you've got people like Christian Amanpour, who always turns up at these color revolutions for CNN to give the impression that...
Yeah, she's married to the former Deputy Secretary of State under Clinton.
Yeah, Jamie, yeah, right. So who slaughtered and dismembered Yugoslavia. We don't quite know what's going on, but we know that there are elements there that people like Brzezinski, who runs Obama, would like to use Iran in this more... tilted emphasis towards surrounding and making war ultimately with Russia and China. And in that case, if they feel they can turn a color revolution in Iran towards that end, I think it would be an even greater danger than...
No, that's what Tarpley says. They plan to have a color revolution. The Iranians have always hated the Russians and further encirclement of Russia and China. No, we see where this is going. I mean, look at North Korea, how right when that thing is in flux, they're trying to stampede them into launching a nuke.
It's you know, with The United States having 40,000 troops there constant the huge war games to provoke them, and nuclear submarines are on their shores constantly, and the embargoes. Yes, this is a defensive move.
And all the embargoes do is make more of the poor people starve to death in that country.
Yes, that's all it does. But
if they flooded North Korea with money and food and business, that would help the people, and then that over time would actually destabilize Kim Jong-il and his disgusting dynasty. But no, they love that little demonic hermitage set up there, that reclusive, sickening state.
All we know is whatever they're going to do is to try to overthrow them by one means or another, flooding them with subversive types, the CIA, business types, and the rest of it. And I believe we've got to get some other sources of information. And ultimately, I believe your position on on anti-communism, I think, is totally Birchite, and I think we have to look into that, too.
Look at North Korea. Isn't it wonderful? Communism's great, huh?
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There's the big New World Order global corporate faction that's slick, has the fancy PR, the high-tech mind control. When you've got all these other backward states, most of them corrupt and abusive as well, but nothing like a threat that the globalists pose, because they are scientific. They are the final revolution of tyranny over humanity. They must be defeated. And anything that's command and control, anything centralized, as Carol Quigley's book, written for the CIA, admits, because they had to give it to their own State Department people, to go, here's how the world really works. for their higher-level operatives was they work for anybody that centralizes. The monopoly capitalists, the command and controllers, the crony capitalists are not capitalists. They're not free market. They use the boom-bust business cycle to consolidate power. They're monopoly men. They use government to control people. That's why under Bush, government triples. Under Obama, it doubles in the first couple months, and he's set to double it again. I mean, this is unbelievable. Now, I want to continue with your calls, and then I'm going to get into the cop. I'm going to play this. We're going to go live in an hour and 5 minutes, halfway into the next hour at PrisonPlanet.tv for the balance of the show, the last 2.5 hours. Because what is on the squad car video is exactly what all the witnesses said. So what do the police do in their mental illness? First, they say the video shows the EMT assaulting the officer. But the video shows the cop cussing at him, shoving him, and grabbing him. Now, they're in their mentally ill world, in their upside-down world, the EMT pulls his arm away and says, "What's your problem?" Because he's a man. And he's dealing with a nut. Out of control, who was been in Iraq, pushing Iraqis around and thinks everybody's a slave. And the cops are on Fox News now defending themselves, saying it's great, and the EMT needs to be charged. It is, quote, dangerous to the public. So I'm going to go through the video piece by piece and break it down at PrisonPlanet.tv and piece by piece over the audio. Though, guys, I forgot to tell you yesterday I meant to do this, and I forgot. Will you get the clip, put it in the computer, and cut out the cops, all the cops cussing? He cusses twice. The EMTs aren't cussing. He's like, "Listen, you bleeping piece of, you piece of slave." Total delusion. You're like Kim Jong-il in North Korea. You are completely delusional. You think you can. But anyways, they lied and said that the ambulance wouldn't get out of their way. They're driving down the road. There's a rotten shoulder, like there is in most areas of the country. There's about a 2-foot shoulder that's rotten, totally breaking to pieces. Here comes the cop at about 100. He slows down to about 80. The ambulance is going up a hill. The ambulance starts to get over, and it swerves. You know why it swerved? There's a car broke down out in the highway. So the ambulance almost crashes into it at 60 miles an hour. The cop want to run over him. So adrenaline's flowing. The cop guns it and goes around, though he can't see around the ambulance. It's in rolling hills in Oklahoma. Psychopath, could have been a school bus, anything coming over. The psycho cop drives around him violently and then goes to some gas station where there was some minor call where a whole bunch of cops are stacked up. He pulls out in seconds. He's talking to somebody the whole time. It turns out it's his wife he's showing off for. Chases down the ambulance at speeds of over 80 miles an hour in a neighborhood on its way to the hospital. Jumps out, starts screaming at the driver. The head EMT who's in the back gets out and says, "What's wrong, sir?" He was respectful to the God, but that wasn't enough. More had to be given. And so we're going to go into the mind of a delusional state trooper and the delusional lawyer and the delusional state police. You guys are off your rockers, and everybody sees it but you, clowns.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.